By now you may feel pretty good.
现在我猜想你们感觉一定很不错了。
The orchestra, the choir, and the music, they were all great.
我们的乐队，我们的诗班，他们都是很棒。
The Christmas song certainly lifted our spirits.
圣诞节使我们的心情非常的有一个提升，有一个快乐。
Even as we sang, as we listened, there is joy and hope in the air.
当我们唱歌的时候，当我们听的时候，我们感觉这个气氛中有一种的喜乐和盼望。
It is as if we have just collectively experienced an emotional high.
就好像我们一起都经历一个情绪上的高潮一样。
In another 30 or 40 minutes.
但是30或40分钟之后，
we will be heading home.
我们可能就要回家了。
And in a few hours.
几个小时之后呢？
What is left is the aftertaste of a positive experience.
可能剩下来的只是一个好的情绪的一个残留的味道。
When Monday or next Sunday comes around,
那礼拜一或者是下个礼拜天来呢？
This high will definitely be gone.
这个高潮一定就消失了。
And may have even led to some emotional down experience.
甚至可能带给我们一个情绪上的低谷。
Yes, the songs we sang, the music we heard, do bring us a sense of joy and a sense of hope.
但是我们所唱的歌，我们听到的音乐，确实给我们带来了心中的喜乐和盼望。
And this is the reason that this time of the year is also known as the season of hope and a season of joy.
也正是因为这样，这个一年的这个时间里面，确实我们称它为一个给我们带来喜乐和盼望的一个时间段落。
However, it is also of paramount importance that we understand the reasons for such a hope.
所以这也是至关重要的一点，就是我们要明白为什么我们有这样子的盼望和喜乐。
Otherwise, the songs we sang, the music we heard, would just be some empty words.
不然的话，我们所唱的歌，我们所听到的音乐，只是会是一种空洞的说教。
This morning, I want to take you on a trip back into history.
那今天早上，我想把你沿着时间的轨道带回到历史当中。
The time was about 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ.
时间是耶稣基督诞生之前的700年左右。
The nation of Israel was externally and internally weak.
以色列民族在外面在里面都非常的虚弱。
The glorious days of King David and Solomon were now history.
那大卫王和所罗门王那个辉煌的王朝已经过去了。
She was facing attacks and threats from neighboring countries and had lost her national pride and dignity.
以色列民族面对的是邻近国家对他们的威胁以及他自己民族的骄傲以及民族的这个自尊的丢失。
She lived in the midst of wars and rumors of wars.
他在战争当中和战争的风声当中生存。
Socially, there was great unrest.
在社会上有非常的不安定。
With the increasing gap between the poor and the rich.
贫富的悬殊非常的大。
The poor, the widows, the orphans, and the helpless were mistreated.
贫穷的人寡妇和穷人以及没有人管的人非常的无助而且他们被冷落。
Culturally, they have become pluralistic.
文化上他们非常的多元。
Instead of worshipping the one true creator God, they were also worshipping gods imported from other countries.
他们离弃了应该敬拜的独一的真神反而去拜那些从邻近的国家引进来的偶像。
They had lost the sense of moral right or moral rightness.
他们失去了他们道德上的纯正。
There was the form of religion, but lacking true content.
这民族变得只有宗教的外表和仪式，而失去了那个信仰的内涵。
It was a land covered by darkness.
那个地充满的是黑暗。
And into such a place entered the prophet Isaiah and the other prophets.
是在这样的一个情景里面以赛亚先知和其他的神的先知进入了这个时间。
Their messages were full of warnings, but also of hope.
他们的信息充满的是警告， 但是也带来完全的盼望。
This sounds familiar to us, isn't it?
这听起来是很熟悉，对不对？
We live under the shadow of terrorist threats, wars, and rumors of wars.
我们也生活在恐怖分子的这个威胁以及战争以及战争的风声当中。
In our affluent society,
在我们富裕的社会当中呢？
The poor, the weak, and many of the elderly are feeling increasingly helpless.
穷人、老人和被压迫的人感到非常的无助。
Our culture is pluralistic.
我们的文化也是非常的多元。
There's nothing wrong with plural being pluralistic and diverse.
多元化和不同的样式并不是一件坏事。
But in the name of pluralism, we have lost the sense of the moral right and wrong.
但是在多元的名义下面，我们失去了那个道德的纯正。
All religions are the same, we tell ourselves.
我们告诉我们自己，所有的宗教都一样。
Even if they contradict each other.
甚至他们彼此也互相的矛盾、对立。
Therefore, it behooves us to listen to the message the prophet Isaiah proclaimed to the nation of Israel about 2700 years ago.
所以我们有一个很急切的需要，我们需要来到以赛亚先知的面前来再听他2700年前对我们要讲的话。
And understand what it means to us today.
我们来理解他那个话对我们今天的效用是什么。
In a nutshell, in this book of Isaiah,
总归来说，在以赛亚书这本书里面，
Isaiah was telling God's people about the coming of a Messiah.
以赛亚在向神的子民宣告弥赛亚和救主的来临。
The Messiah, the King.
那个弥赛亚就是救主，就是王的意思。
And in the passage we just read,
我们刚读的那个经文，
it speaks of what will happen to God's people with the coming of this King, this Messiah.
他告诉神的子民，当这位弥赛亚来的时候，会发生什么样子的事情。
First, we read that the Messiah comes to bring hope to his people.
首先，我们看到救主来临，带给我们他的子民盼望。
The Hebrew Bible in this chapter begins with verse 2.
希伯来圣经在这个经文里面第二节这样说，
The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. With the coming of the King, there is that great light upon those who live in darkness.
当这一位王来的时候呢，人们住在黑暗中，但是有大光要照在他们身上。
And then verse 3.You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. That means the end of the war. It tells us that the king's people would rejoice because of harvest.
他告诉我们，神的子民会因着丰收而喜乐。
They would rejoice because God would bring an end to all the wars.
他们很喜乐，因为神会使战争停止。
And with the coming of a Messiah, they would see light and rejoice greatly.
当弥赛亚来的时候，神的子民要看见大光，他们因此而喜乐。
Isaiah's message to God's people in distress was a message of hope.
以赛亚先知对在受压中的子民，神的子民来说，是一个充满着盼望的信息。
However, if Isaiah would stop at verse 3,
如果以赛亚只是停在第三节的话，
it would be like taking the people to a service with good and uplifting music and then take them home.
就像把人带进一个有非常好的音乐和诗歌的敬拜当中，然后就让他们回家了。
They would go home with an emotional high.
他们可能会有情绪上的高涨。
Telling themselves about the future hope.
告诉他们你未来是有盼望的。
Or like the doctor sending his patients home.
就像一个医生让他的病人高高兴兴的回家。
Telling them that they are okay without giving them any medication.
说他们会好的，但是一点药都不给他们。
But Isaiah did more than this.
但是以赛亚告诉我们更多。
He not only told them about the hope that would come because of the Messiah.
他不仅告诉我们救主来带给我们那个盼望。
But he also explained to them why there is hope.
他也解释给他们听说为什么会有那样子的一个盼望。
From verses 4 through 7, there are three fours. And this provides us with the reasons of hope.
从第四节一直到第七节，有三个重要的原因，告诉我们我们的盼望的缘由到底是什么。
The reason for hope is because of Messiah's liberating work.
第一个原因，我们的盼望在于那个救主带给我们一个啊解放的一个释放的工作。
In verse 4, for the yoke of his burden, meaning suffering as a way of life, and the staff for his shoulder, meaning suffering inflicted by others, the rod of his oppressor, meaning the personal hostility experience you have broken as on the day of Midian. This is an imagery of war.
这是一个战争的一个画面。
It was referring to the war that Gideon fought.
就像啊，在米甸以色列人所打的一个仗一样。
The Messiah King would now liberate his people from suffering, relieve them from the pain of oppression.
米赛亚来的以后呢，不仅使神的子民从这个被压迫和痛苦中解脱出来。
And then in verse 5, for every boot of the trembling warrior in battle turmoil and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. This is about God's people entering the battlefield after the battle is won.
这也是在说神的子民进入那个战场的时候，那个战争已经打赢了，已经结束了。
They took part in the victory celebration.
他们加入的是一个庆祝战争胜利的一个庆祝。
Burning clothes and instruments that were tainted by blood.
他们只是在烧那些有血迹的一些武器和一些衣服而已。
It's like parents working hard to provide for the children and making ends meet.
就好像父母为了小孩拼命的来操劳，使他们得到很好的供应。
The children do not have to do anything except to enjoy what is done for them.
但是小孩子并不需要做那些苦工。
Or like the soldiers fighting in the front line, so the citizens behind can enjoy freedom and safety.
就像我们平平安安地坐在这里，但是在前线的那些士兵在打仗一样。
The Messiah will come and deliver and liberate his people from that burden and from suffering.
所以米赛亚自己来拯救他的子民，他自己使他的子民脱离那个痛苦和欺压。
Isn't this what Jesus Christ, the Messiah, did when he came into the world?
这难道不就是耶稣基督来到这个世上为我们所做的吗？
Throughout his life, we see a warfare going on between him and the devil, Satan.
在他的一生当中，我们看到耶稣基督他与他的敌人撒旦那一场战争。
At times, Satan seemed to have the upper hand.
有时候我们看到好像撒旦占了上风一样。
And when Jesus was on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上的
时候 He bore the sins of his people.
他承担了我们的罪。
If his life ended with death on the cross,
但是如果他的生命就此结束的话
then he really was no God, no Messiah, just another human being.
他就不是神，他就不是救主，他只是一个平常的人。
But 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
但是三天之后
And the scripture tells us,This is his victory over death, victory over his arch enemy, Satan.
他从死里复活，以他的复活来胜过了死亡，胜过了撒旦。
He fought the battle with Satan and he won.
他与撒旦作战，并且他赢了那个战争。
Because he had won the war,
因为他赢了那场战争。
He was able to invite us to join him in his victory.
所以他能够来邀请我们来庆祝他的胜利。
In Matthew 11:28, we have these words, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到我这里来，我就给他们得安息。
He liberated us from the bondage of sins and offered us his peace.
他使我们从罪恶的捆绑中解脱出来，并且把他的平安赐给了我们。
He wants us to come.So we can be restful.
他要我们到他那里去，得享平安。
Moreover, because of his victory over sin,
更多的，因为他胜过了罪，
he's able to reconcile us with God.
他可以使我们与父神、与神和好。
That we can be at peace with God.
我们可以有神而来的平安。
We're no longer under his wrath.
我们不再是在神的愤怒下面。
For he has placed his own righteousness over us. and considered us as being righteous and being holy.
因为神把他的公义就加在了我们的身上，并且他看我们为公义的，为圣洁的，在耶稣基督里。
You and I can have hope today.
我们今天有盼望。
Because Jesus Christ the Messiah had come and liberated us.
因为耶稣基督，我们的救主，他已经来了，而且他已经释放了我们。
Because of his divine act of liberation.
因为神这样子的一个释放的完全的神的工作。
That we can have peace with God and with ourselves.
我们可以与神和好，也我们心里也有自己的平安。
The second reason for hope is built upon who this Messiah is.
我们第二个原因有盼望，是因为他是怎样的一位救主。
We have hope because of what the Messiah did to his people.
我们有盼望，首先是因为耶稣基督完成的那样子的工作。
But now our hope is also built upon the truth of who he is.
我们的第二个原因呢，也是因为他是怎样的一位救主，一位弥赛亚。
Verses 6 and 7 are probably one of the best known verses in the Bible, especially during this season.
第六、第七节可能是圣经里面大家最耳熟能详的经文，特别是在这样子一个节期里面。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And in verse 7, all the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The other reason for hope is that a child will be given to God's people.
我们有盼望的另一个原因是因为有一子赐给了神的子民。
This child is of human parentage.
这个小孩是从人生的，不错。
But given by God.
但是是神给的。
No child in the history of Israel is given such titles.
以色列的所有的历史里面，没有一个小孩能够配得这样的称呼。
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
奇妙特事，全能的神，永在的父，和平君王。
This child is the Messiah, the King that is to come.
这个小孩就是救主，弥赛亚，就是要来的那位君王。
Let's take a closer look at this.
我们来仔细看一看这
四个称号。Wonderful means the most wise, the supernatural.
奇妙这里是指非常的智慧，超越一般的智慧。
He is the one that can give the most wise advice in life.
他是那一位可以给我们生活中所有我们所需要的智慧的那一位。
He provides direction when we are confused.
当我们生命中有困惑的时候，他带给我们指引。
He gives instructions so we can distinguish the right from the wrong.
他给我们那个分辨，使我们能够分清楚正确还是错误。
He is the mighty God.
他是一个全能的神。
It is about his power.
是关于他的能力。
When we look at our human situations.
当我们看到我们人的处境的时候。
Often we feel so helpless.
我们很多时候感到很无
助。We don't see the light at all.
我们看不到光明。
It's like an email I received this week.
就像我这一周所收到的一个 email 一样。
The story, the picture will tell you what the email is about.
对吧，你看到后面的画面就知道这个 email 是在讲什么。
A car fell into the water.
一个车掉到了水里。
A tow truck came, tried to lift it up.
一个拖车来了，要把那个车拖出来。
And then the tow truck fell into the water.
那个拖车也掉在那水里面。
So another tow truck was dispatched.
所以第二个拖车来了。
So pull the first car out.
把那个第一个小车先拉起来。
Put on the deck.
放在他的 deck 上面。
And now try to lift the other truck up.
所以当他在想把第一个那个拖车拖出来的时候呢。
And then look at what happened to this tow truck.
第二个拖车也掉到了水里面。
It also fell. Do you sometimes feel like this?
你是不是有时候觉得人生有点这样子的困惑和感觉呢？
Boy, not life, life is bad.
有时候我们说这个活着真是没意思。
It can be worse than this.
可能更糟。
When people tell us, it's okay, don't worry.
当人说啊，没有关系，不要忧虑。
Those words can sound so empty.
啊，这些话可能有时候很空洞。
But we need to remember.
但是我们要记得。
This Messiah is the mighty God.
我们的救主是位全能的神。
With man, it is impossible.
对人不可能的事。
But with God, everything is possible.
在神，凡事都能。
We say it is going to be okay.
我们说我们是可以过去的。
Not because of our human strength.
不是因为我们人的力量。
It is because of our God, he is the mighty God.
是因为我们的神，他是位全能的神。
He can choose to change our circumstances.
他可以选择改变我们的处境。
But more often than not, he chooses to change us.
但更多的时候，他选择来改变我们。
Give us the strength that we need to overcome those difficult situations.
啊，给我们力量，我们能够克服，能够度过那个难关。
As some of you share your life stories with me.
就像你们当中有一些人跟我分享他们的人生经历。
I'm often amazed to see how God works in your lives.
好，我非常的觉得很奇妙的是神怎样在他们的生命当中行那奇妙的事。
Bringing you to where you are today.
啊，带你到现在的一个地步。
How he changed you from a bitter and resentful person.To a person with love and forgiveness.
他怎样把你从一个苦读怨恨的一个人变成一个有爱有喜乐的人。
How he changed you from a person with no moral compass into someone who knows what is right and what is wrong.
把你从一个在道路上并不是有很多的分辨的人把你变成一个在道路上有很清楚的分辨力的人。
From someone with a very hard and cold heart.Towards others into a person with love, with great capacity to care and love for others.
把你从一个心里面很冰冷、很硬的一个情况呢，变成一个心里面有很多的爱、有很多的空间可以爱别人的人。
From someone with poor self-image into someone with a healthy perspective of self.
从一个自我形象很糟的人变成一个有健康的自我形象的人。
Because with God.All things are possible.
因为在神，他凡事都能。
The last sentence in verse 7 says, The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
耶和华的热心必成就这事。
It is the Lord who will complete this.
是因为主会成就这件事。
The first two titles, The Wonderful Counselor, The Mighty God,have to do with who this Messiah is.
前两个称呼呢是关于这个弥赛亚是怎样的一位救主，他是全能的测试，他是奇妙测试和全能的神。
The next two titles have to do with the condition he will bring.
但下面的两个称呼呢是他会带来怎么样子一个情况。
First, he is the everlasting father.
首先呢他是永在的父。
The biblical understanding of father is one who loves and cares and provides for his children.
圣经里面所讲的父亲呢，是那一位爱关心他的儿女的那样子一位父亲。
The Messiah King is the one who will provide us with what we need.
我们的君王那位父亲呢，是会来供应我们需要的那位神。
He will provide us with our material needs and emotional needs as well.
他供应我们物质上的需要，他也供应我们心灵里面的需要。
Very often we'd expect our spouses, our friends to meet some of our deep emotional needs.
很多的时候我们期待我们的配偶或者我们的朋友来满足我们那个最深处的情感上的需要。
How disappointed we can be when we realize that they cannot satisfy such needs.
很多时候
yearnings.
很多时候我们很失望，因为他们并不能彻底的满足我们心中那个最深的渴望。
Only God the Father can completely satisfy us.
只有我们全能的父神能够完完全全的使我们的心灵得满足。
Not only he provides us with what we need, but the Father is also the one who disciplines us.
神这位父亲不仅满足我们的需要，他也是那位管教我们的神。
He disciplines us so we can be strong, mature, and be like him.
他管教我们是为了让我们变得强壮起来，成熟起来，并且越来的越像他。
He is the everlasting Father, for He can always meet our needs.
他是我们全能的父，因为他满足我们所有的需要。
The Messiah King brings to us that eternal security that we all need.
我们的救主，我们的王带给我们那个永久的那个安全感。
The fourth title, the Prince of Peace.
第四个称号是和平君王。
The Messiah is a ruler.
救主是一个统治掌管。
Head of his government.
他是掌管他的政权的那
位置。And when he rules, there is that total well-being.
当他掌管的时候，有带来一个完全的安康。
There will be no wars.
不再会有战争。
When he ruled in his people's lives,
当他在他的子民当中掌权的时候，
there would be that complete personal wellness.
我们就有完全的一个人格的健全，
including personal fulfillment.
完全的一个成就感，
freedom from anxiety.
我们不再有忧虑，
good will and harmony with others.
我们与别人的相处是和谐的，
with that,
是好的。
And perfect integrity and rounded, healthy personality.
我们也有完全的道德的纯正，以及我们人格的整全和安康。
The Messiah, the Jesus Christ who came, is a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
那位已经来的救主耶稣基督，他就是那个全能的神，奇妙的测试，永在的父和和平君王。
This past year, a family member and friend had both adopted children from China.
过去的一年，有一个家庭，他们去中国领养了一个小孩。
I'm always curious as to what goes on in the child's mind.
我一直在想，在那个被领养的小孩的心中，他是怎么想的呢？
You see, as they grow up in the orphanage,
他在那个孤儿院里面成长。
Sooner or later,
不久之后呢，
they would notice that their future destiny depends on one of those visitors.
这些孤儿们就很明白说，我以后的命运是取决于将来有一天会有一对夫妇来看我们。
There must be a lot of well-meaning visitors telling them, oh, you are so cute. Oh, don't worry, it's all going to be okay.
再来访问他们的一些人，他们可能对他们说，你这样子的那个 cute, 你这样子的可爱，你不会有事的。
You see, but what really counts is that one day when one couple shows up,
但是真正对他们生命有意义的是，有一天有一对夫妇来了。
They pay the fees in cash.
他们付清了所有的账。
And then takes the child home.
他们把这个小孩带回家里。
Hope is guaranteed only when the couple showed up.
所以对这个小孩来说，他们的盼望真正是确实了，实现了，当那一对夫妇来把他带走的时候。
Isn't this what Christmas is all about?
这难道不就是圣诞节的意义吗？
The long-awaited Messiah had come.
人们翘首以待的救主终于的已经来了。
Or else all the promise of joy, light and hope would be just empty talk.
不然的话，我们所有的喜乐和盼望都是空谈。
But with his coming, it is guaranteed.
但是因为他已经来了，所以我们的盼望是确定无疑的。
And because of this,
因为这样子，
the music that we have heard,
我们所听到的音乐，
the songs that we sang,
我们所唱的诗歌，
are not just a sense of joy and hope in the air somewhere,
不仅仅是一种喜乐和有盼望的感觉而已，
but it is guaranteed,
但是确定的把握的。
It's like the chronicle of the Narnia,
就像 C.S. Lewis 那个 Narnia 的童话一样。
The moment Aslan landed in the land,
当那个狮子 Aslan 在那个土地上站稳的时候，
hope began to materialize.
那个盼望真正的得到实现了。
The frozen world began to melt.
这冰冷的世界开始融化了。
Winter slowly turned into spring.
冰冷的冬天变成了温暖的春天。
You see, the Messiah had come.
你看，救主已经来了。
Had handpicked each one of you.
他已经带给了你我。
And as he takes us with him,
他把我们带在他的身边。
We begin to experience all the good in his kingdom and in his family.
我们开始经历他神的国度里面的那个安康和那个平安。
There's light, there's joy, there is peace with God, with self, and with others.
我们的心中有喜乐，有光，有盼望，我们与别人的关系也 也是这样子的。
There's direction and instructions in life.
在我们的生命有了方向，有了目标。
As if a great light has shone upon us.
就像一个大光照在我们的身上一样。
Because he had already come.
因为他已经来了。
And we also look forward to the day when he will come in his full glory.
我们也盼望了他有朝一天再来，以他完全的荣耀再次来到我们当中。
Then we would experience the full restoration and total wholeness and well-being.
我们会经历到那个完全的恢复，完全的我们人格的健康和整全。
All this had nothing to do with us.
这一切其实与我们没有什么直接的关系。
Nothing to do with our merits, for we have none.
与我们自己的功劳是完全没有关系的，我们一点功劳都没有。
He gives and we receive.
他给我们，我们接受。
Our hope is not built upon who we are and what we can do.
我们的盼望不是建立在我们是怎样的，我们能做什么。
To be honest, there's nothing we can do.
很老实地说，我们真的是没办法做什么。
However, it has everything to do with who God is and what He does for us.
这完全取决于神是怎么样的一位神，并且他成就了怎么样子的工作。
By now, you probably noticed that this Messiah did not come on a white horse.
但现在你可能已经意识到了，这位弥赛亚并不是一位白马拿刀而来的弥赛亚。And
checked into the Jerusalem Hilton.
哦，他并不是一位白马拿刀，并且进驻这个耶路撒冷城的一位君王。Instead,
he came as an infant child.
相反的，他成为一个小婴孩来到我们当中。Born
in that lowly stable with smelly animals.
在那个卑微的有气味的马槽里面诞生。
And then you know what?
你知道吗?
For us to connect to this Messiah,
我们要与这样子一位弥赛亚联系上的话,
who came as an infant child,
那一位一个小婴孩的方式来到这个世界的弥赛亚联络上的话,
you and I,
你和我,
also need to be like a child.
我们必须像一个小婴孩一样。
With that childlike simple faith. In humility.
那样子的谦卑的心,
we must put our hands into his hand.
我们把我们的手放在他的手里面,
and let him lead us like a shepherd leading his sheep.
让主带领我们的人生, 好像牧人牧养带领他的羊群一样。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you have come 2,000 years ago in the form of that infant child born in the lowly manger. And we pray that this day, that for us to be connected to you, to also enjoy the light, the joy, the hope that you have promised, we ask you help us also to become like a child. Some of us may be very proud of ourselves, of what we have accomplished. I pray that you will enable us to humble ourselves, that we too, like the child's simple faith, put our trust in you and let you take our hands and lead us on, so that from this day on, we can truly experience the light, the joy, the hope that you have brought us. And I also pray that your Spirit will continue to stir in our hearts the longing for your second coming, when you will come as a king, as a ruler in your full glory, that we will also see you face to face. May this be the hope of this Christmas season. In Christ's name we prayed. Amen.